Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah. I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the Confessions of a Crappy Christian podcast, a place where you and all of your crap are not just welcome, you're wanted. I'm your host, Blake Guiche, and every week I'm showing up with a new friend to talk about the things we're really great at, the ways Christ fills in the gaps on the things that we're not, and how he has been faithful to make his power perfect in our weaknesses. My hope is that you walk away feeling empowered and not alone in your struggles, and that people sharing their stories pushes you to share yours. All right, let's do this. All right, y'all. Today's interview is with Ashton Ober. Ashton is a community psychologist, an expert in social change, and a certified Enneagram coach. Ashton is using her platform to assist people in finding transformative growth through the Enneagram, and we are about to throw down, and it's so good. So if you don't know what your type is, that's okay. This episode is actually more for you than not. Ashton, hey, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I'm so excited to talk about the Enneagram again. The last time we had an Enneagram-centric episode was episode 10. It was like a hot minute ago for somebody who loves the Enneagram as much as I do. So, Ashton, you are an Enneagram expert. We connected via Instagram.
Yes.
So I want you to, like, tell us about yourself, tell us your type, tell us, like, you're a legit, like, trained Enneagram expert. So tell us all about that.
Yeah, so I feel like this is so weird because in all of your podcasts, like, everyone has to wait till the end to tell.
Right.
And so I feel honored that I get to start out with it. So, hey, everyone, I'm Ashton. I am Enneagram Ashton on Instagram. And a little bit about me. I am located in like northeast part of the country. And where it's currently feeling like fall, and I had my first sip of a pumpkin spice today, and
I'm here
for it.
Just a little bit, because it's still in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm mad at you now, but that's fine. We can move on.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad. I mean, I'm in leggings and like an oversized. I know. I'll just stop.
Yeah. Now you're rubbing it in.
I am a newlywed. I got married in June, so that's been fun. I am so obsessed with my almost 5-year-old rescue dog. He is like my everything. I don't have any kids yet, obviously, since I just got married, but I do consider my dog like my world, and I had him before I had my husband, and I always said like, if he doesn't like you, like, sorry, this isn't going to work. I do have a full-time job on the side of doing this Enneagram coaching. So my full-time job is I work for my state rape crisis coalition, and I do sexual violence prevention evaluation. So I'm really into data and numbers, which is interesting because I'm not a 5. So a lot of people think that when you're interested in those types of things that you might have 5 tendencies. And I definitely do. I'm a big nerd, love to read, love to gain knowledge. But I am definitely a drumroll 2, wing 3. So I'm a big sensitive person. And when I first discovered the Enneagram, I read through all the types. It was before I even like took a test or did anything like that, which I'm sure we'll talk a lot about. But when I read through all the types, I knew immediately that I was a 2 without even looking at it. And looking at the desires and the fears and the motivations and having just that like punch in the gut sort of mm-hmm. feeling, knowing that that was my type. Mm-hmm. I definitely take on some more of the three wing than the one because I'm a pretty big achiever. I put a lot of value into what my successes are. And so because of that, I definitely rely more on my three wing. What's cool about twos, and I'm sure we'll talk about this as well, but when I'm stressed out, I go to the unhealthy qualities of an eight. And so with you being an eight and with a lot of, well, my closest person to me in my life is my sister, is also an eight. I think that the eight, I say this all the time, but the eight and two, like relationship combination is just an interesting one because eights go to two when they're healthy and twos go to eight when they're stressed. And so they can just learn so much from interacting with each other.
Yes. Yes. That's so true. And it's so funny because I love hearing people's like story and journey into the mm-hmm. Enneagram. You said like, I could feel like I got punched in the gut when I figured out my type. And I tell people, if you haven't had that experience, you might not have found your type yet.
Yeah.
If you haven't been like, oh, that's painful, you yeah. might have mistyped. You might not have like landed on the right thing yet.
Yeah. I always tell people like, it's not supposed to feel great. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, you know, and unlike, I guess I didn't even say this, but I have my bachelor's degree in psychology and my master's degree in psychology. And then I became a certified Enneagram coach through Beth McCord, your enneagramcoach.com, who offers a faith-based perspective to the Enneagram. But with all of my psychology training, I was always trained in all of the different personality types. So Myers-Briggs, StrengthsFinders, all of those. And I was obsessed. And I can even remember when I was like in high school and my mom would take me to like Barnes and Noble and I would go straight to the self-help section, purchase the personality test. Like I was into it. And so
that's so funny.
But what is so amazing about the Enneagram is that it offers us a tool to grow through it. So previous personality tests that I would take or learn about, it was just, okay, this is who I am and that's that. Whereas the Enneagram is, this is who I am, these are my struggles, but these are my motivations and why I do the things that I do. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. now we can use the Enneagram as a tool to be the best version of ourselves and ultimately who God created us to be.
Yes. And that's funny because my next question was going to be to like ask you to describe the Enneagram because I think everybody defines it differently. And that really mm-hmm. is the perfect description of it. I think it's Ian Crone has a quote where it's the Enneagram doesn't put you in a box. It helps you get out of the box.
Yes. I literally have that quote on my website because I'm obsessed with it.
I think, mm-hmm. you know, people tend to land on one side or the other with the Enneagram. They either are all in like you and I, or they think it's dumb. And they're like, yep. Or they've read a little bit and maybe about their type and it didn't feel good. And so they're like, mm-hmm. no, thank you. I don't need that. And that's the biggest thing. I've said multiple times on my show, the Enneagram changed my life. Mm-hmm. And that is not a dramatic, like me being an eight drama statement. It is like the stone cold truth that it changed my life because it was a way to help me get out of a box that I'd been in my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree completely. And you know, things that people would use against me or say like, oh, I'm too much of this, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of like spoke to me and explained why I did things the way that I did. And yes. it helped me to like come out of that a little bit.
Yes, because it's not only growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but has changed like the way that I view relationships with people, the way that I interact with coworkers, how I know how to best take care of my husband and my partner, you know, just being able to know how to love people, which ultimately like is what twos absolutely love to do. And
exactly.
So it's, you know, it's just helped me understand the people close to me and those that I work with on a daily basis. And so I'm in the business of helping is what I always say. I'm in the business of helping as a two. It's what I wholeheartedly believe in. And what better way to do that than by teaching the Enneagram so that we can all help each other.
Well, and talking about relationships, I always tell people that the biggest disservice people do to the Enneagram is only learning about their type.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, okay, so start there. That's great. That's important. You need to know your type, but then learn about your partner's type and then learn about your best friend's type. And those might be the same. Mine are the same. My husband and my best friend's types are the same. But, you know, and then, like, go out from there. And it really, I'm a graphic designer, and I ask my clients what their Enneagram type is.
It's so helpful.
It's so helpful. It helps me know if they are going to do well with a deadline or if they need a more flexible deadline. It's going to help me know if they're going to make a decision and that's the end decision or if we're going to have 17 revisions just from them clicking a box of what Enneagram type they are.
I definitely agree. And I encourage people that if you are reading books or listening to podcasts and you skip ahead to your type, to go back and try again.
Yes.
There is so much more value out there for learning about each and every type. And sure, learning about your type is great, but you're going to get there eventually in the book or the podcast. So
right.
Listen to it all.
Right. Or even just like Instagram content. Like don't click through until you get to your type. Learn like those just little bite-sized educational moments for the Enneagram are huge. And I, even as someone who preaches this, have to remind myself, okay, don't click all the way through to the 8. Read them all, because it's just this little, like, learning opportunity.
Well, I guarantee that you know at least one person that is every type, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you know, 1 through 9, and so to be able to click through and think about how your friend, your partner, your coworker responds in these situations, it's just, you can't even put a price tag on that.
No, I completely agree. So as an Enneagram coach, what is the most effective way for somebody to find their type? If somebody is listening and they're like, okay, that's great, but I can't figure out what type I am, what's the best way for people to do that?
So obviously, this is the biggest question that I always get. I'm sure you as well, because you talk about the Enneagram a lot. And so everybody always wants a quick fix, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a diet, weight loss, you know, quick success overnight. Like, you would be shocked at the amount of like emails I get about like, this person gained X amount of followers overnight. And I'm like, that, like,
cool.
That's like weight loss, right? Like, I could starve myself and lose 20 pounds, but then I'm going to gain it all back the next day.
Right.
So same thing with the Enneagram. Like, everybody wants to take a test and get their results right away. And the reality is you have been you since birth, and a 10-minute test is not going to determine who you are, right? So are tests helpful? Absolutely. Are they a tool? You bet. But they're not the end-all be-all. And so it's important that people recognize that even though they took a test and it gave them a certain answer, that might not be their type, because everybody answers questions on tests the way that they want to be perceived. Even if you don't think you're answering that way, most of the time you are. Mm-hmm. And so I can tell you right now that if I were to ask my husband how I respond in stress, it's going to be different than how I feel like I respond in stress, right?
Yes.
So when we're answering questions about ourselves, it's really hard to really narrow it down, like the motivation and the desire behind it. So when I work with my clients on helping them discover their type, I definitely, like, I send them over a test, but here's the difference. We go over the results together. And so instead of just reading the results, they send it to me and I develop, it's pretty much like an interview. I develop a specific set of questions based on their top responses, not their top one response, but their top maybe like three or four that they got. Because I will say that every time I've done this with somebody, they have not landed on the number that they had the highest percentage.
Right.
So even though, you know, somebody maybe got like 7, 2, and 1, which is common, like they might be a 1, even though that was third on their list. So just to be able to ask these very targeted questions to people, and I listen to their words and how they respond to see. Now I'm never going to be like, okay, after this session, you are a 2, you know, because that's not my job or my place to tell you what type you are, but we will talk through the questions and figure out where you feel like it's leading you. Tests are a lot of fun, you know.
They are, and people love a test. I have heard someone give the advice of having like your significant other or someone that's really close to you take it for you, because they're gonna answer more honestly for you than you are for yourself.
But they're going to answer based on behavior and not necessarily like the reason behind the behavior.
Gotcha. That's true.
This week's episode is brought to you by the CSB She Reads Truth Bible. This Bible aims to live at the intersection of beauty, goodness, and truth. With almost 200 devotionals, 66 artist-designed key verses, reading plans for every book of the Bible, and more, this Bible invites every woman to count themselves among the She Reads Truth community of women in the Word of God every day. You can learn more at csbbible.com or visit lifeway.com to order your copy today. Also, it's available in the very new, very cool CSB, He Reads Truth.
So the most effective way really is not a test.
It's not a test. And, you know, you don't always have to work with an Enneagram coach or somebody who's trained in the Enneagram, but you do have to do a lot of work and self-reflection on your own, to read through the types, to read books, listen to podcasts, or, you know, just be careful with the Enneagram memes that are on Instagram, because sometimes they are, you know, truthful and they can be funny, but they, you know, are based off of stereotypes, really. And and I post them, like everybody posts them. But as
yeah,
far
let's
as
not type
for...
yourself from a meme, right? Yes. Yeah, that feels like solid advice.
Yeah,
yeah. And definitely. Do you suggest The Road Back to You?
Yeah, yeah. That is.
That's like the holy grail of Enneagram books.
That is a great book. Also, anything that Beatrice Chestnut writes is really great. Suzanne Stabile, obviously, is also, like, I want to meet that woman and shake her hand and give her a hug and tell her that she's amazing in a non-creepy way.
I mistyped as a 3 from a test.
Okay.
And
that's pretty common for an 8 and a 3.
Right. And was like, okay, like, I'm a 3. Cool. And, like, moved forward with that. And then started actually having conversations with my husband about it. And he was like, babe, like, I love you, but you don't give a crap what anybody thinks about you. Like, this is not you. And then a while later, I read him the description of an 8, and he thought I wrote it for a blog post. He was like, that was good. That summed you up well. When are you going to post that? And I was like, I didn't write that. So you might be an 8.
That's amazing.
So how has the Enneagram affected you and your life?
In so many ways. So many ways that it's kind of hard to explain, right? I mean, obviously, I created this Instagram account, and it kind of blew up, and... like, that's honestly what led to me even becoming certified to coach, because people were...
I was wondering what order that was
in. Yeah. people were sending me messages like, hey, I need help finding my type, or, you know, I really, what are some tools on how to work through stress being a three, you know, things like that. And I was like, look, I have a psychology background. Like, I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what made me, that's what made the decision for me. And it was a pretty, I mean, it was a pretty, like, I talked to my husband and I was like, I really feel like I'm being called to do this. Like, when I talk to people about the Enneagram, it just like comes out so naturally. And I don't feel like that is, I don't feel like this is me and my knowledge talking. I feel like this is God working through me to talk about the Enneagram. And he was like, go for it. Like, what do you have to lose at this point? So a little side info about me is I used to be a business owner. Like a brick and mortar business owner. I had a women's boutique in my small hometown for 5 years, which is insane. I opened straight out of college when I was 22. Whoa. So yeah, insane. I don't know. I'm not sure. So when you talk about that, I closed in 2017. So when I talk about like that kind of business versus moving into Enneagram coaching, like there's no overhead. I don't have any products I'm trying to sell.
Right.
And I'm just trying to help people, which is literally what my entire life is about.
Your whole type is about.
Yeah, what my whole type is about, what my regular 9-to-5 full-time job is about, why I ended up closing my store because I wanted to get into the helping field. So I was like, what do I have to lose, honestly, at this point? So I went for it and became certified through Beth McCord, which has been really awesome to have the support of all of the coaches in that community and to be able to, like a lot of them also have Instagram accounts. And so we're like, I feel like we're each other's biggest fans, right? Yeah. Like, that's just so cool.
That's the best.
And we're like giving passing clients info to each other. If somebody is near me, then they'll pass the info to me. And if I have somebody who contacts me and they're on the West Coast, then I like know who to contact over there. And so it's just really a cool community. And it's just such a blessing to be able to help others.
That's amazing. I love that you're whole, like you are the two-iest too.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
I'm sure. So you said something about like you don't feel like this is you, like in your ability. This is God speaking through you and using the Enneagram. And that segues us into answering a question that I get fairly often that you and I discussed before about people having concerns about the Enneagram being rooted in mysticism or darkness or et cetera, et cetera. I get a fair amount because, and I don't know if you do, but I get a fair amount of people who, you know, coming from a Christian platform have questions about that. And usually it's, does that worry you? Do you have concerns about it? I don't know if I've ever answered that question now that I think about it. I feel like I'm usually like, nah, it's fine. And so you, as an expert, I would love to, like, let you very casually, on the surface, we're not going to, like, do a whole deep dive here, but what is your answer to that question usually?
So this is something that in that group I was talking to you about, we talk about because, believe it or not, some Christians can be pretty nasty.
No.
And so I know you're shocked, but
I'm shocked.
And so more so some of my colleagues than myself who are using the Enneagram specifically in ministry have been challenged, I will say, by other Christians. And so I think it's interesting because you know, obviously the Bible says certain things about mysticism and dark magic and all of that, but it's important also that we look into the Bible about where we've seen people who may have also been associated with astrology or things like that that have led us to closer to God and Jesus. Like, for example, the wise men. Like they were literally following a star. So, you know, there are points in the Bible that, and I am not a minister. I'm not going to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. I'm not an expert in the Bible by any means. I don't know really who is, to be honest.
Right.
It's so complex. But there are just so many things that point to us learning about who God has created us to be and who, you know, our gifts and our strengths and the fruits of the Spirit, and seeing the fruits of the Spirit being aligned with Enneagram types and ways that we can interact with people. And I just think, yeah, like the Enneagram has kind of a mysterious beginning, I will say. Mm-hmm. But God has used so many people to take the Enneagram and use it for to better his kingdom.
And redeem it.
Yeah, and to redeem it and to work in people. And I think that when we focus on that aspect of it, then we can use it for good. So so I think ultimately, like, when we're talking about a faith-based perspective to the Enneagram, we are comparing our strengths and our weaknesses and our growth spots to being able to grow into who God has created us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are moving into that stress line, we're moving further away from God's presence,
mm-hmm.
not obviously God's presence in our lives, but our presence in his word and in mm-hmm. his being. And so that's what I think about this being such an amazing tool, is being able to use it for spiritual growth, for personal growth. You know, I think I hear a lot of Christians talk about how, like, you shouldn't be using a tool to better yourself. You should be relying solely on God. And I think, like, there's some pieces of truth in there. But I also think, like, God created all tools in life. So, like, I think he would want us to try to be the best version of ourselves.
Well, and I think that, I might get in trouble for this, but those people are probably the same people that are like, you don't need to take antidepressants. Like, you just need to rely on God.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Pray through your anxiety.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. No, tell my I'll crippling panic attacks. Right. 100%. No. And that was such a good response. That was such a, like, it was like,
was
a little
it okay?
bit of like, that was great. No, that was like, I'm sweating. No, stop.
The two who doesn't like conflict.
Right. And I'm like, bring it. Like,
yeah.
Let's go. Like, but no, that was such a good response. I love the idea of like, okay, like, let's acknowledge it's got some sketchy roots, but like, let's not underestimate God's ability to redeem something that's got sketchy roots.
Right.
Christians are attracted to this like wildfire. Christians have like mm-hmm. all but taken over the Enneagram. How is that not so cool that like, okay, if it had right. legit like mystic powers in the Enneagram, I feel like there are some pretty prominent, incredible leaders that I look up to that would be like, nope, this ain't right. We ain't doing this. We're not doing this, guys. And
Suzanne Stabile.
Like my so girl. Many people. Right. I don't even, it doesn't even need to be a leader. I believe in myself and my discernment that I would not be telling people about something that internally I was like, ooh, I don't feel right about that. Like, no. So
yeah.
I think that kind of puts that question to bed. And you know, I'm here for that. Just like, look, yep, it's got some weird roots, but God is bigger than.
Yeah.
Okay. Rapid fire, which we don't have to do the first one because we just
yeah.
talked about the Enneagram for 30 minutes. So what is something that can always pull you out of a funk?
My dog, my friends, my husband. Also, Taylor Swift. I am a huge Taylor Swift person. Yeah. Don't give me that face. I know. I am like the Swiftiest Swiftie.
I love that.
of life at almost 30 years old. So here we are.
It's not an age thing for sure. Because I have my, like, celebrities that I feel, like, actually, like, we're friends. So
yeah,
there's no judgment. I mean, there's, like, a tiny bit of judgment because I have my issues with Taylor Swift. But it's not because you
have... for, like, 12 years, so I'm
It's not because of that you love somebody. It's that, like, she kind of gets under my skin a little bit. But it's fine. Okay. What's the last thing you watched on TV?
I hate to even admit this.
Do it.
We have been watching 13 Reasons Why.
Really?
And it's because I'm, like, dissecting it. Because, again, right. I work in, like, the kind of mental health field. So, I was, like, real curious. Like, mm-hmm. curiosity got me. Other than that, I have, like, my side shows that I, like, don't watch with my husband. Which are, like, you know, things he would never want to watch. Like, there's this weird show called... I shouldn't even say that. It's called Younger, about, like, this...
I love Younger!
Do you like Younger? Okay. Kind of weird, right?
Oh, it's super weird. But
yeah,
I feel about Hillary Duff like you do about Taylor Swift.
Okay, and I love Hillary Duff, too. It's, and like, did you see borderline. That they're doing a comeback? I know.
McGuire, it's, like, borderline unhealthy. Like, yeah. To the point that people send me stuff about her, because I love her so much. So,
I've been watching it's Younger, so weird, and it is weird, but I'm, like, hooked. So that's my show, like, when I'm getting ready in the morning, when I, like, have some downtime, and my husband's not around, so.
Yeah.
Same. Whatever.
I love it. Ashton, this was so amazing. Tell people where they can find and follow you.
So on Instagram, I am at Enneagram Ashton. So Enneagram and then Ashton.
Okay, so people can find all of your services and everything on your website, enneagramashton.com.
Yeah, on www.enneagramashton.com. And what's really cool is I'm going to be offering a discount code for all of your listeners. So you can log on, sign up for a typing session or a coaching session, and get 20% off using the code CRAPPYCHRISTIAN.
Yes, that's the best. Oh, I love it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Confessions of a Crappy Christian podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and you can find the show notes and more information about the show at confessionsofacrappychristian.com. I'll see y'all next week.